go back to the land, 'cause wouldn't you rather be dancing when there's a chance for romancing? Don't say you have to be up with larks again. You're all such a dab hand, 'cause at all of these countryside capers, this is the time to escape, girls. Must you go back to the
keep young and beautiful.
Hello.
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 I'm in the bath.
Oh, shall I come back later?
How may I help you?
The hostel warden says I'm to share a room with you.
Oh, how do you do? All the water's off in the hostel and I've been spreading pig muck all day.
Have you?
And I'm sick of stinking like the business end of the bacon.
Oh, right.
So I thought I'd use this and have my own bath up here. You can have the water if you want. If you skim off the top layer, it might be all right. Hang on, I'm coming out. Ah, no!
Are you all right in there?
Not never better.
Are you sure you're all right?
It's just my dressing gown's got caught on the handle on the... Oh, if I can just... Don't worry, I'll get it. Oh, ow!
Hello?
That was close. No hot water again, you see. And on a Thursday as well. All the hostel girls are going mad.
What's so special about Thursdays?
Did she not tell you? Old Duncher, the warden.
Mrs. Ossett?
Known to the likes of you and me as Duncher Doris.
Why'd you call her that then?
Because she can't get through a sentence without saying, don't you know there's a war on? She should have told you Thursday's hair washing night. No visitors, definitely no fellas. And all the girls do the hair. You've got to keep young and beautiful. Yeah, here's me bath.
It's a wheelbarrow.
Give us a lift with it, will you? Over to the window. You can put your things down there. That's your bunk.
Are you sure about this?
Your end up, bit more still.
Are you sure we're allowed to?
Heads up!
Careful!
Quick, get back in!
What's the matter?
The wind sort of took it and Duncher Doris had her tablecloths on the line.
Oh no.
Afraid so.
How bad is it?
Bit like a herd of pigs just ate the dinner off it.
Oh dear, are we in trouble?
No more than usual. The pig next door does a runner most weeks. She'll just be playing havoc with the farmer, that's all. It's all right, he's not one of ours. He has two lasses living on site. Doesn't use the warag gangs, the likes of us. The things we do, eh? Oh, where are my manners? I'm Elizabeth.
Oh, I'm Elizabeth too, but everyone just calls me Biddy.
Well, fancy that, eh? Both of us with the same name.
What will we do with that wheelbarrow?
Hey, they're like gold dust thieves and you never know when you might need one. Not letting it out of my sight. He's stopping here with us for the duration. Fancy us bunking together and having the same name. Though, to be fair, nobody calls me Elizabeth. They just call me Buff.
Oh.
That was my brother's fault. When he was little, he couldn't say Elizabeth, so he tried Liz Buff. But that was still too much for him, so he settled on Buff. Just think, if you met the Queen, eh? Hello, Your Majesties, King George and Queen Buff. You got any brothers, Biddy?
No, we're five girls.
Lucky for you. He's in the Navy, my little brother Freddy.
Oh.
He'll be all right, though. Number of times I tried to drown him off the pier when we were kids and he always managed to come bobbing up like a cork. He'll be out there causing some Jerry some right royal pain in the backside right now, mark my words. You get seasick, though, which is perfect for being in the Navy. He only joined him because he knocked about with a girl who smoked players and she fancied the fella on the packet.
You're having me on now, I'll bet.
Is that your costume, then?
A costume?
Your new uniform is always good for a laugh.
Oh, I see. Yeah, I just picked it up from home. It was ages coming. Breeches.
Aren't they to die for?
Shirt. Boots. socks.
Try them on.
What do you think?
They'll match your coat.
What's wrong with my coat?
Well, it does sort of have a look of its own, doesn't it?
Is it that bad? Oh, I can't afford a new one.
Oh, don't worry, it's wartime. No one will notice.
It's awful, isn't it?
Oh, me and me big mouth don't listen. Because if we're going to share a room at this hostel, we have to be the best of friends, don't we? Have you come a long way?
Oh, yeah, it's 10 mile. Can you believe it? In 2 trains. You have to go right into the town and then back again.
Did you grow up on a farm up here then?
Me? Oh, no. First time I ever saw a cow close up was first day at college when they sent me out milking.
You're full of surprises, aren't you?
Anything was better than going into service. It was that or land army. What about you?
Well, it was either go on the buses or go to Kirby, and I wouldn't put a foot inside that place.
What's Kirby?
Munitions factory, making magazines. The girls there got blinded or worse. No way am I doing that. This is harder, but if you've got your head screwed on, you're much more likely to keep your head screwed on.
You're not from round here.
I'm from Liverpool.
Oh, I've never been down south.
Down south? The cheek of it. Do you want to try them on? Go on, let's see the full ensemble. I'll get the sheets for you.
I came on the train with some young lads, sounded just like you. They were great lads, gave me the biscuits, asked me all about where I was heading to, what I was doing for the war and that, you know, grand lads like. Helped me off with my case at station, all hanging out the windows, waving me off.
Probably knew some of those lads. Were they heading out or back?
Out, I think. Shipping from the Humber. They're all full of the joys. Had a big sing song on the train.
Oh, yeah.
All the old songs.
I do a bit of singing myself, you know.
Everybody loves a good sing.
Oh, I've got my own style, you know. It's me dream. After this war's over, you mark my words, I'm going to do a Vera.
Vera?
She's a legend. She came from nothing and now look at her.
Oh, yeah, Vera. She's a real star, isn't she?
She's the best. I listen to her every Sunday night on the wireless. You, I never miss it. Oh, and I can do my hair just like, you know, some people even say I look like her.
Really?
Oh, yeah. As soon as this war is over, I'll be off and flying away like a bluebird over the white cliffs of Wallasey.
That's so romantic.
There's only 2,000 acres of onions and a world war between me and my density.
Mind, these boots are big. The fellas ones, I think.
Suppose we should be thankful you have any at all. You'll have to stuff them.
There's a jumper and that's it. It's nice, isn't it?
No hat?
No, that's it.
Well, you'll get the rest eventually. You want to do your jumper like this, turn it into a cardigan.
Isn't that against regulations?
Yeah, but they look so much better. There, you don't look too bad.
It's a bit brown, isn't it? I never look good in brown.
No, you don't, do you? Oh, there I go again. But it's because of the camouflage.
The what?
The camouflage. It's the special colours. Camouflage. It was named after the fella that invented it, and he was an Irishman.
Camouflage. I see.
It's the same for all the forces, but it's different colour because it has to blend in with what they all do. So the Air Force are up in the sky, so their uniform's sort of grey to blend in with the clouds and the rain.
Oh, of course.
And the Army are on the ground, so their uniform's that khaki to blend in with the bushes and the earth. And the Navy are on the ocean, so their uniform's blue to blend in with the waves and the water.
Oh. So what about us?
Well, we're mucking out cow buyers and pig houses all the hours that God sends, so our uniform has to be brown to blend in with all the nice cups of tea that we shall have at the end of the day. I'll put the kettle on, shall I?